Pia Stampa doesn't know how long she'll be able to stay in business.
If we don't get referrals, then we don't, you know, we can't operate. We were better paid in 1995 than we are today.
Stampa's the owner of Step-by-Step Pediatric Therapy Center in Rochester. A lot of her referrals are children who show signs of developmental delays. According to New York State law, those children should get referred to a specialist to see if they qualify for early intervention, and then develop a plan for treatment and therapy all within 45 days of the referral. Now, though, Monroe County is setting up a waiting list to even start those evaluations. It's the first in the state to make a wait list official. Advocates say that's going to make it almost impossible for the county to comply with the law. They say there's too much to do in 45 days, even without a wait list. Pete Nabosny at the Children's Agenda in Rochester says the waitlist is a dubious distinction for the area.
Monroe County does seem to be, you know, the canary in the coal mine for a larger issue around the state. We're hearing similar concerns elsewhere in the state, but we do seem to be much further along in this crisis than some other communities are.
Many people who work in early childhood intervention programs blame the state, saying what New York pays the people who provide therapies to young children hasn't changed or has even gone down since the 1990s. Monroe County Executive Cheryl Donolfo weighed in on the issue at a Human Services Committee meeting last week.
The simple truth is that low reimbursement rates haven't kept up with the costs, so it just doesn't make sense financially for many private agencies to continue partnering with the early intervention program in the state of New York.
The state health department says it's working with Monroe County and all early intervention programs across the state to ensure that they stay in compliance with the law. Therapists and parents of children with developmental delays say the state and the county have to act fast. They say small delays in care early in a child's life can cascade into bigger problems later. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.